What's up? This is Bree from Mama Meets World. I would love to have you come and check out an episode of Mama Meets World, a podcast discussing mothers and mothers' issues, especially pertaining to Black women. Fathers are welcome too. Men are welcome too. Anybody who wants to listen is welcome too. Our episodes air every other Thursday on the CSPN. Look forward to having you. Peace out.
The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Cool. Drink. Headshot. Sit down. Stand up. Drink. Pass out. Drink. Wake up. Drink. Baby. Drink. Wake up. Drink. Baby. Drink. Cool. Drink. Headshot. Sit down. Stand up. Drink. Pass out. Drink. Wake up. Drink. Baby. Drink. Wake up. Drink.
Hey y'all, how y'all doing? This is a very, very special episode of the Bad and Boozy Podcast. We are officially live on the Book of Faces, saying hello to all you wonderful people. And we are recording for recording purposes. So the episode will air live on this coming Wine Crush Wednesday. I apologize in advance because I have been drinking since 3 o'clock. So we just going to see what kind of episode this is.
Oh, this got started early.
Yeah, I got started early because I was in the kitchen whipping up these wines. Can y'all see them? Yes, they're on a paper plate because that's the kind of queen that I am. I serve myself on a paper plate.
But you know, as long as it's paper and not styrofoam, at least you can recycle paper.
I know, right? I know. But it is I, So Lovely, a.k.a. Thicky Valancourt, as you can see in my pajamas. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm joined by my fabulous co-host, DeAsia Ali. Say what's up to the people, D.
It is me, DeAsia, you know, Lady Thigh Meats, a.k.a. Auntie Spice, a.k.a. Where the hoes at?
Where the hoes at? Where the hoes at? Where they at? Yeah, we need to give a shout out to everybody who is in here with us. So, hey, Karima, shout out to you. Shout out to Takeda. Shout out to Terrence. Shout out to Jessica, Shauna. Who else? Mr. Span, the other Shauna, Keith Jones, what's up? Shanteezy, what's up? What's up, what's up? Give yourselves a round of applause. Thank you guys for joining. What up, Alvin?
Am I still here? Where I go?
Where did you go? I hear you.
Oh.
But where'd you go? Takeda says she can't hear us. D, where'd you go? D can't go live with me right now. It says you can't go live with me right now. What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
She disappeared, Keith. Something happened. It says, are you still watching? Pull up your tablet, Bill.
I think so.
We're trying to get D back online. I see.
My tablet was on. I don't know what my phone did. Maybe my phone didn't want the tablet to be on no more.
I don't know. We're trying to get her back on. Yes, round of applause. Give yourselves a round of applause. All
right.
We're trying to get D back on. Ooh. Hey, girl, Marion. Yeah, it just says you can't go live with me right now. It's I don't know what's up. But is anybody else drinking besides me? What is y'all drinking? Am I the only one imbibing tonight for our anniversary? I'm letting you know I am drinking this extra dry, sparkling situation. Y'all see it? This is Aldi's finest, okay? This cost me a grand total of $4.99 because I figured, you know what, I would splurge since it's the anniversary. You know what I'm talking about? So, a Riesling. Merlot. Okay, Cheetos. What's your fast ass? Okay, Shanteezy. Shanteezy, you still in New York? Okay. I'm clicking on your picture, D. Now I'm adding you back. We're adding D back, y'all. Facebook was being a hater hoe, not a greater hoe. Excuse me. Shout out to our friends over at Ratchet Ramblings and Crown and Collards for coming up with that phrase. We appreciate that. Yes, teehee. It's not scrolling. There we go. But like I said, I am drinking a champagne with some peaches in it. And I'm happy to do that. We're waiting on D to be added. I'm here for real now. Uh-huh. Okay. Where Gouda at? We're waiting on D to join us on the screen. But in the meantime, y'all, as far as vittles is concerned, I made me some Mediterranean wings. Can you see that? See that feta on there? See that parsley on there? I made them in the air fryer. Because I figure it's a special day, right? And because I'm a nigga, and niggas like wings, I had to make some special wings. You know what I'm talking about? So I'll get some ASMR. Because y'all some freaks. Y'all like that. I don't understand why y'all like that shit, but you know what? To each his own. D, I'm trying to add you again. I don't know why it's not letting D be added, but you know what? There you go. D back.
Whatever. Y'all just need to know that we be doing this
with
shit, kind of shit that be happening unexpectedly that we don't be knowing about.
This is exactly the shit that be happening. It happens.
I didn't even do
nothing.
I was just talking.
I know, man. And then you was gone. Hold on. I'm trying to turn you up since you're not.
I'm minding my business. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Can y'all hear D? If y'all can hear D, give a thumbs up, please. And thank you. We would appreciate that. So we keep this show going and going. Anyway, I guess we should uncork, right? What are we uncorking?
Yes.
I don't know.
I mean, it's going to be hard to uncork, but so much since we recorded Friday.
I know. Y'all, we recorded Friday, and let me tell you, if y'all don't, this is going to be episode 51, it is a fucking hoot. Let me go ahead and say that up front, because, a friend of mine who is the song.
I drank a whole bottle of wine when we were recording Friday.
I drank three quarters of a bottle of wine. I actually drank three quarters of this bottle of wine. I had some sweet shit. Normally, I don't do the sweet stuff, but you know what? Figure, hey, why not? But these wings is bang up.
Don't do the sweet. Who is this person? You're not the same person I met last year.
I know, right? I'm not the same person I was this time last year either. So, I mean, you know what? We have grown a lot. In this year, in this podcasting game, we have grown a lot. We have grown a lot in our wine palette, things that we like, things that we don't like, giving other things a chance. But what we're still not giving a chance is Chardonnay. We're still not giving that a chance. And we're still not giving Blue Bottle Riesling a chance. We ain't about that life. Never, not ever.
Yeah, Blue Bottle Moscato.
We ain't fucking with that. You leave that to y'all. But for real, if y'all been rocking with us for this whole year, you should be doing better too. You guys should be improving. If you guys have made improvements, let us know in the comments and we can go ahead and give you a shout out. Special shout out. And all that good stuff. But I don't know. How was your week, D? What was popping? Anything special you want to mention for the anniversary show? Or should we just get to this shit?
For the week? Listen, the week was crazy, but I am proud of the fact that I got back. A bitch is a little fat right here in my clavicle, not popping like it used to be.
Because I stole it.
I did exercise 4 days this week. And I literally, right before we started recording tonight, took me a salt bath because I exercised yesterday and ran today. A bitch's legs, my, you know what I'm saying? We ain't getting no younger over this bitch. Mm-hmm. We ain't getting no younger. But, so I am proud of myself on that tip.
I seen your thirst trap on the ground. Shout out to Miro making improvements.
I'm gonna be 35 in March. I gotta find these kids at uncle.
Mm-hmm. He out there, he like beer.
I'm fucking up someone. This is hilarious.
I don't know. Y'all get to see it.
I hope Kobe's future uncle. Kobe's future uncle better like beer.
He better like beer? Hell yeah. You better like that.
What else I do? I ain't do much. Mm-hmm.
I'm not listening.
That's what we recorded. Yes, Friday.
I know, we just recorded. So it feels weird trying to recap what we already recapped.
We ain't got to recap. We
ain't got to recap nothing. So we just going to get to the shenanigans because that's what y'all niggas is here for. It's the anniversary, right? Y'all, we've officially done 50 whole episodes. 50. 50. We have done this. We've been here almost every single week. We've had personal issues. We've had bad weather issues. We've had blackouts. We've had all kinds of stuff. We've had the internet not letting us be great.
Scheduling.
Yeah, man.
Scheduling with guests. We had a bunch of shit.
Yeah, man. We had episodes where we had guests didn't show up. I mean, we had a whole bunch of stuff happen. But yet and still, we are still here giving you guys this hashtag content. And we want to thank y'all for watching, for joining us for a special anniversary show. We really appreciate that. But let's get to the nigga shit, shall we? Because we are a show run by two African-American chicks, and we are niggas. So thank you, boo. Hey, Renaissance. Hey, Jamaica. So, I mean, this is a show about alcohol. like, if we're just going to break it down to the basics of what the show is about alcohol. It's about beer, it's about wine, it's about liquor. And we do have some, games that we want to play today. And I do want to play a game with D'Asia. And D'Asia, what I want to do with you, sorry, I got chicken in my teeth, y'all. Gotta let it out. What I want to do, hey, check it out, you back.
Since I cut off, I didn't tell everybody what I was drinking tonight.
Yes, tell us, what are you drinking?
In celebration for today, first I was looking for something bubbly, but I didn't know if I wanted sparkling wine or whatever, but then after my run, it was feeling real fall-like, so I went with beer, a go-to favorite, Golden Monkey, shout out to Deidre, Golden Monkey by Victory. And I thought about it after I bought it, like, the motherfucking brewery named Victory. That's perfect for a motherfucking anniversary episode.
It is.
You can't go wrong with the Golden Monkey. It's a Belgian triple with added spice. It's like 9.5%. And it seemed appropriate to go with a good girlfriend to celebrate tonight. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm drinking.
Okay.
All our beer holes out there, y'all know.
All the beer, Victory. Yes.
Victory is a good go-to, like, not... It's not so much IPA. It's not like hoppy like an IPA, but it's not like a bitch like Blue Moon.
What's the ABV? What's the percentage?
9.5.
Oh, that's high for a beer. That's a gravity beer.
Just a regular 12. Mm-hmm. And the 750 milliliter bottle. If you in DC and you go to the Costco, that one big wine size bottle would be only like
$6.99.
Dang. I'm saying. It's good.
Dang.
It's a good girlfriend. Shout out to Deidre, because she's the one who put me on to this months ago.
I need to be on the lookout for that. Secondly, my champagne that I'm drinking is actually 10.5% by volume. So I'm feeling a little hot. I'm feeling a little spicy. I'm trying to keep it together. What up, Mike? Good to see you. Thank you for joining our anniversary.
I might have had a shot of,
I'll do the technical side. You just worry about being cute, okay? So, like I said, it's our anniversary. Sorry, let me bite this chicken first. Hold on. ASMR style, huh? Mediterranean chicken.
Juicy.
Hold on, wait. Y'all be really be watching that shit. I do too, but still.
I want some wings. The chicken be so good.
Wait, let me tell y'all how much shit D was talking about that shit, right? And she was like, I don't understand, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you, her spine was tingling, though.
I still don't understand.
Her spine was tingling.
Until you made me listen. And I was like, what the fuck? But why would you want to watch that? I'm confused.
Watching people eat, I don't know. It's very interesting. I don't understand, but... Oh, you eating eggs? Are they deviled eggs or boiled eggs? Let us know. Y'all eating too? Let us know what y'all eating and sipping on.
Did y'all know people buy store-bought deviled eggs? I didn't know that.
Store-bought deviled eggs?
I saw some at Wegmans the other day, and I was like, okay, Wegmans, I know y'all be making shit for everything, but I don't want your deviled eggs.
I can't do that, because deviled eggs are super easy to make. I mean...
I was confused. Why is you paying Wegmans to deviled your eggs?
Scrambled eggs. Because they're not going to be right. Did they have the paprika on the top?
I mean, they look like your grandma made them, but they also would have been way easier for you to just make.
I can't do it.
What you was going to spruce them up? Don't bring no eggs from Wegmans to my house. As much as I love Wegmans, don't do that.
Don't bring us no store-bought deviled eggs. Don't do that for Thanksgiving. Don't get cussed out by your big mama for bringing some store-bought deviled eggs. Please don't. That's just...
Not deviled egg. You can bring any of the other stuff store bought, but make sure when you do shit store bought, we a little early. This is not the Thanksgiving episode, when you do the shit store bought, put it into a presentable dish and make it look like yours. Fake it at least.
Fake it till you make it. Don't do like what was her name? Dr. Simone on what was that this week? Married to Medicine, where she just literally heated the stuff up and served it in the same pans. No, you know, make a little presentation. Make it look like you made it, okay? Put forth some effort. Yeah, man. Put forth some effort. But this is our anniversary show. I did say that we'll be playing some games. The game that I have for D is I have a little word association, okay? So I'm going to say something that is alcohol related, and I want you to come right off the top of your head and give me the first thing that you think of, okay? So the first word, and you guys can play too in the comments. So if you have something, I say it, say whatever comes to your first to your mind, okay? So the first word that I'm going to give you is Hennessy.
Dick.
Tequila. Come on, tequila.
What's the second word I hear?
Tequila.
Horrible decision.
Gin.
No. Like, Sin, don't do it.
Crown Royal.
Corn ice.
I need to know if it's Crown Royal or Crown Royale. Is it Crown Royale or Crown Royal?
However you want to say it. depending on what your level of bougie is for the day.
Okay. The next word is Moscato.
Don't do it.
She's anti-Moscato. Okay?
Don't do it.
The next word is.
It's not even.
The next word is Chardonnay.
No word. That's a sound.
Okay. The next word is pumpkin beer.
Yes. Y'all know I love pumpkin beer. I almost bought some tonight.
Boo.
I was looking at some dog pumpkin beer.
The next word is, let's see. The next word is Ciroc.
Diddy Bop.
I'm looking at the comments. People saying no, nope, ghetto name, yum. Diddy Bop. Can we still do the Diddy Bop? That's the Dame Dash. That's the Dame Dash. I can't figure out the Diddy Bop. What's the Diddy Bop?
Diddy be doing like a main two step, but his arms be in it.
Diddy is like the male version of Mary J. Blige. You know, like when it comes to his dance style, he's giving me all of this.
Accurate.
Yep.
It's like the auntie and uncle two step, but you just gotta put your little umph into it.
Okay. I got two more things. As far as this word association goes, the next one is Fat Juice.
Yes.
Yes. He likes a good Fat Juice.
Y'all know I love the Fat Juice. I love a good Fat Juice.
A good Fat Juice. And then the last thing is Cabernet Sauvignon.
Soulmate.
That's
my soulmate.
That's D's soulmate, y'all.
I don't have a man, but I will drive with a bottle of cab close nearby.
Yeah, shout out to the Strawberita. I'm with it. The key to D's heart, y'all. The key to D's heart is a Thot Juice. Hey, what up, Lemon Pepper Wet Wet? See, I'm eating some wings for you.
Lemon Pepper Wet Wet. Oh, remember the homie was recording yesterday? He said he was looking at the episodes and he was like, Lemon Pepper Wet Wet.
I know, right? He was like, what is that? I was like, that's a homie name, okay? Don't disrespect. Put some respect on her name.
He was not familiar. So let me know, and then I can proceed with my game.
Go ahead.
Or whatever.
Go ahead.
So, I was trying to figure out what I was going to do for tonight's show, and I realized I had an adult Mad Libs game for my 30th birthday.
Hey.
So I was like, it would be fun to get your words and then to fill in the story. This Mad Libs is called Party Girl Mad Libs.
Hey, because I'm a party girl.
this is the one I picked, Party Girl. So first I need to get your words. So you got to give me, I haven't looked at this story. So you got to give me one. It's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven,
look,
eight,
I'm a real
five,
nigga.
Six,
I separate my wing like when I eat it. Okay?
So one, you got to give me a type of liquid.
Water.
Water. A verb ending in ing.
Fixing.
Another verb ending in ing.
Fucking.
Ooh, fixing. I'm just gonna fill these in as we're talking. Fixing, fucking. A plural noun.
Women's.
Women's.
W-I-M-M-E-N-Z. Women's, women's, women's.
That's exactly
women's.
How I wrote it. an adjective. Well, give me two adjectives.
Oh, shit.
Blank A and blank.
Butte and thick.
I feel like that's gonna come out different because I said and, like I said it both at the same time. I need an animal.
A liger.
What is a liger? Like a tiger crossbreed?
Lion and a tiger.
Okay. I need another adjective.
I don't know. Quick.
A plural noun.
Niggas. Person, place, thing, or idea.
A verb. A verb.
Run.
Two more nouns.
Damn.
We almost done. We almost done. We got one. And I'll read the story.
Is kick back a noun?
Like a party?
Yes.
Get
is kick back a noun?
Okay, I'll use that.
Kick back yes. And.
One more noun.
Police.
Police?
Mm-hmm.
I need a part of the body.
Ooh. Titties.
What you got?
Titties.
Titties. Titties in the building. Shout out to 85 South Shore. That's my shit. So we need last to round it, to finish it off, we need a noun, an adjective, and another noun, and then I'll read
damn.
You the story.
Dog. Ugly.
Dog.
Ugly. Merlin.
This I say a proper noun, but alright, that's fine. Merlin. Okay. So, the name of this... So, this story is... This story is called Drinking Guidelines.
Oh my okay? God.
You and your friend all have signature cocktails, even though you'll drink water if you have to.
Okay.
Have a few drinks and what... Here are a few drinks and what each one says about a person.
Oh my God.
Beer. You are one of the guys equally comfortable fixing hot dogs. At a ball game or fucking your hand in Texas Hold'em. One, you're a culture vulture who likes to describe both women's and wine as butte and thick. Martini, you're a lounge liger who prowls the quick spots for sophisticated niggas to run.
Yeah, sophisticated niggas.
Cosmopolitan. Cosmopolitan, you're just a girly kickback who watches too many Returns of the Police and the City.
Lord have mercy.
Margarita, tiff stays loose and free. You'll strip down to your dog if encouraged.
What?
And water, healthy, ugly, and well hydrated. You're to be popular as the designated Merlin.
Oh my God.
So
shout out to the designated Merlin.
drinking guidelines.
Who is our designated Maryland? I think Derek Davis is our designated Maryland.
Derek can be that.
What up, Ashton? What up, Jackie? Thank you for joining us.
Because I have a couple more of these, so inside scoop to the listeners, I think I'm going to do this with the next guest.
Another one of these for the next guest.
I got the whole book, and I think it's a good idea to do the drinking with Mad Libs.
Yes, I think this is a good idea to do with our next guest. And I know who our next guest is, because that's after Thanksgiving. Friendsgiving.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yep. Okay, so we've done a few games. I think it's time that we answer a few questions that we have received. We sent the word out to you guys on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, as far as like if you had any questions for us this week. And do we get any questions? I know we got some questions. Do you have them questions fired up and ready to go?
We had a couple. If anybody want to ask any live now, that's fine.
Yeah, if you want to ask some questions, ask. Ooh, I said ask some questions. Ooh. There's a K on ask. So if you would like
drinking.
To ask.
I'm not too sly because you've been drinking.
I know. I finished the bottle, y'all. Yay, go me. I finished it. It's empty. None left. So, if you guys got questions, you can feel free to ask us in the comments below. But we will go ahead. Read the comments, the questions that we got. Because I know. Did you screenshot?
Yeah. So, homie, if y'all caught up on the show, mm-hmm. we mentioned our new homie Blake being Travels last time. So, he sent us a couple questions on Instagram. And the first one was, what has been your favorite beer and wine from the last year?
You want to answer that first?
I'm going to pretend it says and or, because I don't know if I have one of each. I don't know about my favorite, like, overall. I've had a couple, like, memorable ones. He asked us over there, and I was like, I don't know.
My favorite beer... I was going to say my favorite beer was the Funk Salad. Like, I haven't had any beer prior to or since that Funk Salad that has been able to make me feel some kind of way. Like, I literally, it was love at first sip with that beer. And y'all know I don't like beer like that, because normally when y'all hear me talk about beer, I be like, this shit tastes like beer. But this is the first beer that I had that didn't taste like beer per se. It didn't taste like piss.
Right.
That's normally what I think of when I taste beer. It had complexity.
That you like the sour.
Shout out to Deidre, because she was the one that said I might like sours. And I was like, girl, what you talking about? But she was right. I do like the sours, the Funk Salad. I do like the funkiness. I like the fruitiness. I like the sourness. And there was something about the complexity that really did like a dance on my tongue. I can't describe what kind of dance. Maybe it was a tango. It was a cha-cha slide. Maybe it was a cha-cha slide on my tongue. But it made me feel some kind of way. And I have been changed ever since. And I've been chasing, you know, like when a crackhead. They say the crackhead is chasing. They said the crackhead is like chasing that first high. I'm chasing that first taste. And I just can't. I've tasted several beers since then. And I have not been able to find something to make me feel the same way that made me feel. So that was definitely my favorite of the year as far as beer is concerned. But for wine, my favorite was that Chenin Blanc that I had a couple weeks ago. I mean, that was really,
that's cute.
Really good.
I love Chenin Blanc, so it's kind of nice. I'm kind of glad that you got on board.
I did, and funny? I've never had Chenin Blanc to that point, because like y'all know, I used to work at Roscoe's House of Chicken and Waffles, right? And we used to carry a Chenin Blanc, and it was a Carlo Rossi Chenin Blanc, and just the look of it, I was like, I don't want to mess with it. But I took a chance. I stepped outside of my comfort zone, and I've stepped outside of my comfort zone a lot this year. My palate has expanded. I've been drinking more reds than whites. But that Chenin Blanc really did something to me. I felt it in my spirit. It made me curl my toes, y'all. Y'all ever have the wine that made you curl your toes? Well, that's what the shit in Blanc did to me. So that is, it was a Yolumba, I believe is what it was. And, it really was.
Oh, that's cute because you yeah. said Yolumba and I've decided on my wine. And
yes.
My wine is the
Viognier
Yolumba.
Yes, Viognier, the Beyonce wine.
and I've had a couple of the Viogniers this year, but that Yolumba, the Y series from South Australia, yeah. was literally the best one as far as like a new discovery, because I've been a yeah. cab girl, whatever. So I wasn't even going to go there, but the last year, definitely the Beyonce.
I know, right?
Definitely that for wine. And homie asked for beer. I had to kind of scroll through my delectable because I've been drinking a lot this year. And shout out to Phenom, who does Craft the Killers with Deidre.
Yes.
He put me onto the Dragon's Milk and out of the beers, because I am, as much as I love the Golden Monkey, mm-hmm. I am a dark, like, stout girl, and the Dragon's Milk was fucking delicious.
Yes.
So, my favorite throughout from this year probably had to be the Dragon's Milk or whatever.
Okay.
So, I think Golden Monkey and Dragon's Milk for me kind of like, they running neck and neck, but mm-hmm. just depending on what time of the year I'm talking, whether I want something dark or lighter. So, but mm-hmm. yeah, that Dragon's Milk was good. And now homie Marion, called in one time because he told the wine hotel about what
I remember. I remember.
Because the Dragon's Milk be like 11.5%. And it's,
right.
It's dark.
Right? Y'all know we a fan of the high ABVs, okay? We love a good high ABV.
Yeah, that one is good.
Okay. What's the next question we got?
So what was the favorite wine and beer?
Mm-hmm.
The next question, he said, where would you like to end the show to me?
Oh. What is that? Hold on.
That was one of the...
What happened? What was the question? What was the question?
You would have asked us a couple weeks ago. He said, where would you like to expand the show to meet a larger audience?
I mean, hold on. I don't want to toot my horn, but you know we international, baby. So I can't really say, like, where we would like to expand, because if I look at our numbers, we got fans, we got people who listen in France, the United Kingdom, Germany, Netherlands. We have somebody in, we have Australia, Canada. What was it? Ecuador? 1 week we had a listener in Ecuador. So,
Ecuador.
I mean, but I have yet to see anybody in Africa.
We had a bunch of people from the Netherlands. Like, I don't know. It was like a bunch of listeners.
It was a lot. But I would like to see some people from the motherland, some people from the African countries, you know, Kenya, our Nigerian homies. Y'all following me like crazy on Twitter. Why ain't you listening to the show? I'm just saying. So, some of the Nigerian scammers out there, if you could follow, you know, listen, we would appreciate that.
Come on, scammers.
Yes, come on, scammers. Okay. We do have a question in the comments as well. But who would you like to... What?
You took the where to mean, like, geographical?
Yeah.
I took the where to mean, right, let us... When we gonna be on the Black Eyed Hotel? That's what I thought.
A mess.
I mean, come on, bring back the wine and cheese. That's the perfect segment for us. Wine and white people, that's the perfect segment for us.
Yes. Ooh, shit. My bad. we have a question from the comments. The question that we have is, will you be collaborating with any other shows anytime soon? At the end of the month, we will have a guest from another show who we are excited about. We have reached out to other people from other shows. It's just a matter of scheduling. We are looking forward to collaborating with other people. You know, we are open to various people. But here's the thing, y'all. They gotta like drinking. They gotta be comfortable with cursing, and they have to be some real niggas. I mean, because, like, you know, we say the N word, we say the F word, we cuss a lot on here. We are our complete vulnerable selves. I mean, you've seen D with a bonnet on. You've seen me in my pajamas. So, like, we are very comfortable and loose on the show. So, whenever we reach out to people, we reach out to people who we think would be a good balance with us. We want to give you guys some people who will let their hair down and won't be too reserved. And somebody that we won't have to take a lot of energy to pull out. Because having another person or persons on the show, it's a lot of work. I mean, it's more than just a simple conversation. You actually have to make sure that the person is engaged and participating in conversation. So it's like, it's different than when talking to your friends versus you actually recording an episode with a theme. And yeah, so
we could talk to each other all day.
Yeah. Like, but not everybody makes a good guest. So, I mean, we've been lucky so far that everybody that we've had on the show has been a great guest. They've given us great content. They've given us great feedback. They've provided, because you know, we ratchet. we're a little bit extra, but we are a little bit sophisticated. So we want to make sure that we pick people who team, and we are Aries gang. So we want to make sure that we can pick people who provide you with that same kind of entertainment value as well. So we are particular with who we extend our platform to. We have some people who it didn't work out with,
and I think also the first year,
yeah,
it was important for us to establish who we are as a voice,
yeah,
not like hide behind who we can get as a guest. So yeah, it was way more important for y'all to know who the fuck we were before we just start rolling in guests,
exactly,
making connections, talking to other wine niggas or whatever, wine, beer, whatever, make connections. So that is way more important to me this first year, other than guests. But
yeah,
I definitely opened up.
Yeah, y'all, like, we don't even know if y'all like us. We need to make sure y'all like us before we y'all start liking other people that we bring on the show. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what I'm saying. we ain't gonna be like, the minute we don't have a guest, the numbers drop because y'all really there for who we talk to.
Right.
Here for me.
Right. Are you here for, are you here for me? Or are you here for the love of Ray J? You know what I'm saying?
I'm here for the love of Ray J. Yes! I fucking love Ray J.
Only DJ Clue could squash this. Can we put some respect on Ray J's name, though? Ray J is a pioneer.
Oh, I love Ray J. Ray J is a national treasure, and I like him for all the wrong reasons. He's ridiculous.
Ray J gave us one wish, okay? He gave us one wish.
He said, I got an indoor pool, I got an outdoor pool. An indoor basketball.
That's some real braggadocious shit. Like, when you can brag about it.
Listen. I don't know what made me think about that this week, but if y'all my friend on Facebook, y'all know I quoted that, and then I watched the listen to the call where he called into the Breakfast Club.
Is
it like 7-8 years since he did that?
Yeah.
That was epic.
Epic.
But yeah. Let us know who y'all got interested in, let niggas know y'all want us on their show, vice versa.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm with the shits.
Yep, we're with the shits. We do have another question. It was, when y'all wine hoes gonna do a live show? I mean, this is a live show. Here you go. Boom.
Live show right now.
Boom. Y'all got
it. I would love to be on my Jade and Kia shit.
Yes.
Because I could just sit and talk to y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah, right.
Don't put the spotlight on me. I will walk out.
Yep. I mean, it makes sense for us to really do our first live show in the DMV because that is the area that consistently shows us a lot of love. As far as when we're going to do it, I know, right? So as far as when we're going to do it, I definitely say we can put it on the calendar for 2019.
I think that's highly possible.
I think it's highly possible. I definitely think it's doable. It's not something that we don't want to do. We just got to make sure it makes sense because, you know, I got to fly all the way out there. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't flying out there if only five of y'all going to show up. I need to make sure y'all niggas show up, okay?
The only good side about that is that you can just fake, like, if the show a bust, we could just be like, oh, she's just coming to hang out.
I mean, shoot, we could do a live recording at Dee's house. Boom, that's a live show.
I mean, we got enough homies around that, y'all, like, Listen, y'all better be out, audience. You know how Nori, listen, I've been binging Drink Champs. You know how Nori just had his homies in the background, like, make some noise.
Yes, make some noise.
If I know you and you from here, y'all gotta come over. Y'all and then when come. We say da da da, you gotta be the audience in the background. So
be the audience. Be loud. Y'all gotta be the Cellbox D. Y'all gotta be the general population. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to those who know what that is. But we got another question from online, right, D? Shut up. We are not making a GoFundMe. Get out of here, Lemon Pepper Wet Wet. Stop.
Hey, what kind of shit you think this is, beloved? We ain't, what was the next question? I had one more, too. Yeah. So, if you want me to go, you can go. That's
no,
fine.
Go ahead.
So, the last one, shout out to the homie. He asked three questions. The last one, he was, what was your favorite wine hotel?
I think we have the same one. The wine and coke one was memorable.
I think we might. I was about to say that was the most memorable.
Man, there was so much going on in that story. It was, oh my God. It was a three. There was a threesome, okay. Sex in a bathroom, wine, coke.
Wine and coke.
Yeah.
So my first reaction was wine and coke just because that was so memorable. But then I started digging and I was thinking, favorite? I started to think when homie, Dynamic Diva talked about her situation with the Sigmas, and that one hit me a little more close to heart because I went to a HBCU and I used to be fucking with the Sigmas. But
so, can I be honest? Is this a safe space? Is this a safe space? Can I be honest? Is this a safe space?
Okay.
I never heard of like a male Sigma until that episode. Cause like all I knew was like Sigma Gamma Rho. I didn't know niggas was Sigmas too.
Oh no, Sigma Gamma Rho is Sigma's different. Sigmas is out of the Divine Nine, the boys, the men is the Qs, the Kappas, the Sigmas, and the Alphas.
See, all I know are Qs and Kappas. That's all we got in California. We just got Qs, Kappas, AKAs, and Deltas.
It's
that's it.
It's Qs, Kappas, Alphas, Sigmas. And I went to school with a bunch of grimy Sigmas. And the Sigmas, their sister organization is the Zetas. But I went to HBCU, so I had plenty of experience with them niggas. So when she said it, and she was talking about the blue juice, I was like, bro, that hit me in my spirit.
I've never had blue juice. I've never had blue juice.
I know exactly what she's talking about.
I've never had blue juice. I don't know. I've never had blue juice.
You might gotta come out here next year
for homecoming.
My homecoming, or go to our homecoming, so you get some HBCU situations in your life.
I mean, I am trying to plan a DC trip next year.
Rashawn said that blue juice had you fucked up. She's right. That blue juice tastes like Kool-Aid.
I don't like Kool-Aid though.
At a house party one time. But it's like the blue juice kind of reminds you like hypnotic or some drink that tastes good, but it tastes too good. Then next thing you know, you fucked up.
Nah, man.
It's been a bunch of times I'm trying to figure out how Bridget was my college roommate. We were roommates all out 4 years. A few times I'm like, how did she get us home? Because we was drinking blue juice. I don't know. We went to the
Waffle
House and back to campus. I don't know how we did it, but we did it.
I've never had blue juice. I told y'all before in a wine hotel. When I was in college, like, I was underage, so we could only get what we could get. So 9 times out of 10, that was either going to be your Boone's Farm, your E&J and Pepsi, or your Paul Masson. That's usually what we were able to acquire.
What about the 99 apples?
I never had a 99 apples. Never. That's unfamiliar to me.
I was drunk as fuck off that one time in ninth grade. I mean, not ninth grade. Well, it was freshman year.
But I can tell you, since this is a an anniversary show, I don't feel bad about giving you guys a wine hotel.
So 9 times out of 10.
Girl, I feel like Echo.
That's my tablet. I'm trying to talk. I'm trying to be nosy in the comments. But that shit was talking. I was trying to
read it. The first time I like got drunk was actually off some box wine. I went to a park. Okay, I used to date a guy who was a rapper, like a struggling rapper. I mean, shout out to the women who have dated struggling rappers. Y'all know how that goes. So I went to a party.
Why would you do that?
Because he was fine. He was a Pisces and he was light skinned. So.
How old was y'all?
I was like 20, 19, 20. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fine. You can
do it. So, he invited me to this party. I went to the party. It was like in a gated community. And so when I got there, it was like hella niggas there. I had to like walk through a line of niggas and, they had boxed wine. They had the Franzia. Mind you, I had never like had, I never had wine up until that point. So I didn't know what I was doing. All I knew was that they was offering me drinks and I was drinking. And I was truly...
I've been drinking.
I was truly white girl wasted off that Franzia. Because I was fine as long as I was sitting down. But when I went to stand up, I just remember walking down the hallway and I was like holding on to both walls. Like, ooh, ooh, ooh. I just remember that. I think I was 20. I was 20 when that happened.
Franzia?
Franzia got me fucked up.
Wine. I didn't drink wine until I graduated from college. But one of my first wine experiences was fun, though, because it was with the ex's mom. We went to, like, a co-worker's. That's my first experience with one of the, like, pre-romance toy parties.
Yes.
And sure. I realized what the ladies really be doing, the grown-ups really be doing some fun. His mama said, we going to this party, whatever. So I'm like, all right, his mother didn't drive. I just got my license. I'm going to drive Miss Audrey to the party. And I went to the pre romance party, and these motherfuckers were buying sex toys and had all the box wine and the drinks and the toys. I was only like 22, but I said, oh, that's what it's... That was my first look into what it was like to be, like, when I auntie status, that's what I want to be. And you know, the pre-romance, that's kind of like, it's kind of one of those pyramid-type things where, you know, they get more shit by, like, after they do the party, you buy your shit, but they try to get you to host the party. So this was, like, a month and a half, 2 months before the ex's mom's, before her birthday. So she said, oh, Deanna, do you want to be for my birthday? I said, all right, that's what we doing. And the next thing you know, I was doing the same thing at my apartment. I'm like 23 years old, having a toy party at my apartment and buying all these old ladies boxes of Franzia. And then when I was lit, I was like, oh, this is it. Y'all be drinking that white Tiffany deal and all this other shit. And that was like, y'all know what? That's funny because here we are all these years later on a Bad Boozy podcast. But literally, that Franzia back in 2008, no, maybe 7, was like my first introduction to wine. I've been out here.
Man, it was 2003 for me, the first time I was introduced to Franzia. Cost of 99, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, gang, gang, gang. When I was in college, I used to drink shit at Buffalo Wild Wings, like blue motorcycles and shit. Like, what the fuck is a blue motorcycle, beloved? I'm still not sure. I used to drink them on Tuesdays in undergrad.
I never went to Buffalo Wild Wings, but I would go to Dave and Buster's and get like the TNT or the Scooby Snack. That's what I used to get.
I never heard of the Scooby Snack. So, all right, Buffalo Wild Wings, the first time I went was in Richmond. They used to have like 25 cent wings on Tuesday. That corresponded with our basketball game. So, Virginia Union, for a CIAA team, we was like top. So, Tuesdays was our basketball games, and Tuesdays was the night the wings was on sale. Mm-hmm. Go to the game at 7:30, and then go to the Buffalo Wild Wings after. That was lit. We used to be playing a couple times. We took cars there. A couple times, me and Bridget was underage, so we had to go with our friends that was already 21, and they would get us those drinks. And so, like, that's, like, nostalgic. To this day, Buffalo Wild Wings, they might not be the best wings, but... They remind me of undergrad, so they always got a
warm. Them wings are trash. Those wings are trash, like for real. They trash.
No,
like,
the wings not that good. They just used to be cheap when we was in school. So
I could count on one hand how many times I've been to Buffalo Wild Wings. But Wingstop is my joint, okay? Don't you besmirch Wingstop. They got good.
I don't like Wingstop. I tried to go to Wingstop last year this time, and I was disappointed. I like America's best wings out here. Mm-mm. America's best wings out here.
You came over here already. Y'all might as well say hello. This is the mini me. Lean in. Say hi.
Hello.
It wouldn't be a show without a guest appearance from my child. Talking about, are you almost done?
I'm one of the kids. So, then what I was saying, are we playing, although we're not there yet, but I was going to say, are we playing one of the, you know, we did get some feedback from this.
We did? Ooh, man, I'm drunk. I'm sorry.
We got a wine hotel, and I think we got, like, the listener feedback that somebody was congratulating us on our anniversary.
Wine hotel? Which one? Oh, the one we're going to play on the play live? America's Best Wings? What is that? What is America's Best Wings? Spill me in.
Yes, never. It goes in.
What is that?
All right, so all I know, let me tell you about America's Best Wings. They got all the flavors. So, y'all, you know Trina and Jennifer getting married, right? But Jennifer is a vegetarian. Trina is not, but Trina loves wings. So, sometimes Trina come to visit me, and she'd be like, I could be like, we want to go there, you want to go here? She'd be like, can we just go to America's Best Wings to get some chicken? Because she don't eat meat in the house. She eat meat, but she just don't eat in the house. So last time I was trying to come see me, we just go to America's Best Wings, get us some Obey wings, the honey Obey, the buffalo. They got one called Moon Dust. I don't know what the fuck Moon Dust is.
Moon Dust. Good.
They got like 30-something. There's something flippers of wings. And them motherfuckers ain't good. It's regional. Sean is right. It's regional. I was more of a America's Best Wings girl than niggas was saying Wingstop. Now, I'm not going to front. Wingstop wasn't bad when I went to one last year. But it just didn't get me. I'm like, I could just go to America's Best for all of.
Mm-mm. I've never heard.
Yes, Emerson. That's the one I used to go to, Shauna. I used to go to one on Emerson. And I used to go to the one on. I lived up Mount Washington, Sean, Mira. So I used to go to the one. Rice Town Road Plaza used to be close to me.
We don't have America's Best Wings out here. We don't have America's Best Wings out here. We have Hot Wings Cafe out here.
Listen, I can guarantee you, you won't be disappointed if you go to America's Best Wings.
You're going to have to take me.
If you come over there. Because they got something for everybody. And they like, you know how the whole point about franchises is for the shit to be the same no matter where you go.
Yeah.
And I've been to all the America's Best Wings of Baltimore. I came down to D.C. and the shit be the same. So I'd be like, yes. Like, you'd be thinking, like, we gotta move. But if the wings not the same? No, the motherfuckers do it the same. So I can respect that. But like I said, Wingstop not bad. It's just that Ness wasn't the one I was used to. So sometimes they're priced. Sometimes they be just, like, overpriced. But I'll try them again.
Know what? Yes. Try Wingstop again. You will not be disappointed.
I've been drinking.
Who else is feeling good like we're feeling good? If you're feeling good, say hey. Say. Ooh. Say ho. Ooh. I got the hay stuck in my throat. It was stuck right up in here.
That's my brother.
Man, it was stuck right in here. What else we got to talk about today?
I don't know.
Okay, so
we said what we drinking tonight, but I didn't know if you had like an official review.
No, I don't got no review. I really wasn't drinking nothing else this weekend. Okay, we just recorded 2 days ago, bitch. I mean, what am I supposed to do?
No, I did.
I'll review this whack ass Carlo Rossi Moscato Sangria. Yeah, y'all want to know what this was? It was trash.
I'm so upset that you got that.
It tasted like candy peaches and melon. It was disgusting. It is 6.5% ABV. I got it at Food for Less for like $3.99 because I was getting some boneless, skinless chicken breasts. And I was like, you know what? I just need something to sip on while I'm cooking. So I had got that. And it was absolutely disgusting. I will never drink it again. But you know what?
Don't do that. You must get Carlos for the actual Carlos Rossi episode. I don't want you to drink that like on purpose.
Nah, man. I was just going based on the cash that I had in my wallet at the time.
I intended yesterday to get something like, oh, I'm gonna just buy wine yesterday for today, but I ended up drinking the whole bottle yesterday.
Ma'am.
But
horrible.
If you're from regional, I love Bordy Vineyards. It's in Baltimore County, north of Baltimore City. And one of my favorites is the Chamberson Malone Blend. And this is what I was drinking. It's Bordy. It's like, it's kind of sweet, but it's like, it's not like super sweet, but it's, this one was a 2017. Bordy is a cute little vineyard. Like I said, only I mean, it's very Baltimore City. It's light body. It's like a subtle, sweet finish. It says enjoy with creamy, soft cheeses, leg of lamb, honey glazed pork, roast. This was one of my first introductions to another great up in here. Bordy is a real cute vineyard up in here. So if you're from Baltimore, you can go to Bordy. You go to Bordy and do like $5 tastings and whatever. During the summer, they have like a summer concert series. So you can pay like from like April to like October. Every Saturday, they have like a band. You pay like $20 to the band, do the wine tastings or whatever. So Bordy is my shit. And my girlfriend Jen, one time, maybe like 5-6 years ago, she was having a party, which I like these kind of parties. Everybody just kind of brings something they like. And one of her girlfriends bought this Chambers and Merlot blend. And it's been one of my favorites since then. Like, it's like one of those, I want something a little sweet, but I don't want it to be dumb sweet.
Yeah.
A little blend. And this one is good. This
mm-hmm.
one is good.
So, I mean,
this
I guess.
This one's good. And I drank the whole bottle yesterday and I didn't wake up with no hangover, so I think that's a good sign. It is 13.5% ABV.
Ooh, yums.
Sick. The combo is 60% Chamberson, 40% Merlot. Chamberson is one of these grapes that's very popular in the Maryland, Virginia region. So
there you go. I've heard you mention it before.
It's definitely a favorite.
There you go. I guess this is an informal sip or spit. And as y'all know, Sip or Spit normally is a sponsored part of the show, and this is like normally where we play a song and I read something. So I'm just gonna play a song because, you know what, it's our anniversary, but it also is a party. So we're gonna play a song and you may get a little bit of a dance. You may get a little bit of a titty dance. So hold on, let's see if it's gonna play. Get it.
Give it all away. Just don't tell nobody tomorrow.
Hey. Get it. Oh, wait. Hold on. Yeah, I can't see me. Hold on, the two fingers in the gun. Hey.
Top down with the radio on in the night belongs to us.
If y'all dance and let us know. Y'all better hit this high note. I want to hear it.
That I give you everything you fit up until the morning light. Cause we like to party.
All right, now, y'all know, Sip or Spit is the sponsor part of the show. And so, this week, Sip or Spit. Oh, why did I go up and down like I was riding something? Sip or Spit is sponsored this week by Amazon.
Right.
That's right. All night. Hey, that's that Montel Jordan. What y'all know about that? Yes. This week's Sip or Spit is sponsored by the wonderful people over at Amazon. And visit CSPN.us. Then click on the Keep Our Podcast free link at the top of the page. From there, scroll down and click on the Amazon link to shop. Purchase items from Amazon as you normally would, whether it's books, music, electronics, jewelry, etc. And for every purchase made on Amazon through our link, Amazon sends the CSPN a payment that helps keep the Bad and Boozy podcast free for y'all listeners, okay? And so it's no extra cost to you. So you want to do Amazon.com through CSPN.us, and you want to do it today, okay? Put some respect on the podcast. Hey, hey, Thanksgiving is coming up. Cyber Monday is coming up. So when you are shopping on Amazon on Cyber Monday, make sure that you go to CSPN.us first, click on the link, and then take advantage of that so we can get a portion of the proceeds from when y'all is doing y'all shopping. So you know what? Keep us in mind this holiday season, okay? Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? Snow is whistling, a beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland.
Walking in the winter wonderland.
I love holiday songs, y'all. Yes, you do have to pop body roll today. Music, you got a body roll to pop.
It's been like 2 years, but yes. Frida's Christmas EP, that's my shit.
Yes.
It's funny. Like 7 songs, and this one song is called, Rudy the Big Booty Reindeer.
Yes,
and
we heard that.
And the other one is like, maybe Santa is a gay man. That's
my
shit.
Oh my God. Shout out to what's
it called? Big Freedia, y'all. Y'all go listen to Big Freedia's Christmas EP.
Yes, do it. Do it. Let's see what else we got on this here agenda. We're at 1 hour and 3 minutes. What else we got?
We mentioned the whatchamacallit. Are we playing the whatchamacallit?
What playing what?
Would they be able to hear the wine hotel we played?
Yes, I will play the wine hotel right now. So we do have a wine hotel, y'all. We don't have a segment this week because our segment is our anniversary. Bitches, we done made it a whole fucking year. 50 episodes in the game. You know what I'm saying? That is the segment.
We made it a whole year, and then once this episode comes up, I just wanted to remind everybody that the episode is going to come up on Wednesday.
Yep.
And the 14th. And Thursday the 15th is Bougie Nouveau Day.
Yes, so the Bougie Negro Day.
So when you say it was something about the Beyonce song, because it was like talking about new love, it kind of reminded me of the wine, because those grapes are like harvested very early.
Yeah, like within the first 2 weeks, and then they're pressed. Are you pressed?
Yeah, like,
are you mad? Are you upset?
Hey,
are you sad?
I forgot about that.
Man, get out my wine feelings.
Yo, shout out to everybody who get out my wine.
All of that. So yeah, like Dee mentioned, one of y'all done called and left us a voicemail. So we're going to go ahead and play this for y'all, and y'all can listen to it live with us and see our this is what we do when we play it. You get this. We don't listen to it ahead of time.
So we got two.
Yeah, I think we'll just play one and
we
save it
the
for
one that I put in. Okay.
What'd you say?
We put the one, because the one that I put in listener feedback was saying something about the anniversary itself. So if you want to play that, you can, because it was specifically referencing
our
anniversary.
Let me see. Let me look at the folders. D got folders, y'all. Do I even see
the
folders?
No, let's go to labels. It say labels.
I don't see it.
It say labels.
I don't see it. You go ahead. Where it at? I gotta look in the mailbox.
Primary.
Hold on, I gotta look in the mailbox because I went straight to voicemail.
I went straight to voicemail. Yeah, so go to the mailbox, go to labels, and I put the two. Somebody called and then they called back to back. So there's two under wine hotels and then one under listener feedback. This is what we be doing, y'all.
Yep, this is exactly this is the stuff that y'all don't hear.
They turned it for a live show. This is what the fuck they gonna get.
This what you gonna get, okay? Is it the one that's from... Okay. Okay. I will go ahead and play this one.
Got it?
Yeah. Hold on. This is play message. Yeah, y'all get to hear all that good noise outside my window, because I am, like, right on the street, okay? Why is it making me download it? I don't want to download. See, this is the ish I be talking about. Okay, here we go.
Shorty right here.
Hey, Soso and D, this is Marion. I just want to tell y'all happy 1 year anniversary on y'all podcast. Y'all doing y'all thing. And even though y'all consider me a wine hoe, I'm still learning. As Dee said on her, on y'all first episode, most niggas don't know shit about wine. I'm still one of them niggas, but through y'all, I'm definitely learning. And even though I don't take a lot of wine intake, I definitely have grown to understand and learn more. So I have y'all to thank. Keep it real. And again, happy 1 year anniversary.
Aww, that's Boy Marion. Thank you.
Thanks, Boy Marion.
Thank you for the anniversary feedback and shout out. We love that you are learning as we are learning. Like we said, we're not professionals in this here thing. We are learning just as you guys are. I mean, we do have like a little bit of knowledge, but we're still, for the most part, learning about a lot of stuff. We're learning about regions. We're learning about different types of varietals. We learned about terroir and why that's important. So, Dee, if I could ask you, what's something that you learned this year that you was like an aha moment for you?
I think probably just the fact that for a second before the show, you know, I thought I had it like, oh, you got cab, you got whatever, but just the vastness of the varietals. I'm like, bruh, it's really this many different grapes.
Right? That's a whole lot of grapes.
Like, oh. And because we can be, you know, I'm from this country, whatever, and even if you don't do it intentionally, you can kind of be kind of like isolated and kind of narrow yourself into this. So it's like, all right, whatever, I knew shit was in other countries, France, but something that was like, oh, kind of like when we first started doing the regions and we did Argentina and Chile, and we was like, oh, there's so many other foods and stuff. It was just like, oh, I don't know, but that shit that we like here in the States, I mean, it's cute. But there's so much more elsewhere. And then it made me appreciate smaller parts in the States. Like, everybody, if you're from the United States, you think about California.
Yeah.
But it started making me appreciate more regional places. Like, oh, they got wines and shit, like, just in Maryland or whatever. So just the vastness of it. I don't think I really realized until we started doing the show how broad it really was or whatever. So that's been great. Yeah.
For me, the aha moment that I had was realizing that I actually do like red wine, because not all red wine is dry. And whenever I had red wine before, it was like always really dry and bitter and acidic. And I was like, ooh, I don't like this. So I just automatically was like, I don't mess with red wine, because in my mind, when I think of red wine, I think of this. But taking a chance on other things like Pinot Noir and Cabernet Sauvignon and Syrah have really opened up my eyes and expanded my palate and allowed me to see that there are good red wines. There are things that I like, because I do like the fruit forward wines. I'm not looking for a whole bunch of minerals going on. I'm not looking for a floral quality. Yeah, I'm not looking for acidity, and I'm not looking for tannins. But there are wines that are for me that are red, and I really like that first red that I had that I liked. I was like, this don't taste like a red wine.
Honestly, that has been one of the best things about the show. Regardless of the show, when I'll be telling people, oh, try this.
Yeah.
And we've been friends long before we started the show.
Yeah.
And I would always laugh when she would be like, I'm racist with my wine, I don't like red. Mm-hmm. And I would just be like, whatever.
Yeah.
But even though we joke, it literally has been rewarding to see her, like, discover the red wines. And, you know, a couple times I'd be like, bitches, you want, it meant that you like red. And I was like, I'm coming out the closet,
okay? I am a red wine lover.
The opposite side of that for me is, I've always liked reds and whites, but I love red so much, I made a conscious decision, like, okay, I just know these couple white varietals. I don't like Chardonnay, whatever.
Yeah.
But discovering the Viognier kind of made me fall in love again with the whites. So it was like, I love red. Red's probably always my favorite, but the Viognier and stuff like that have made me realize, like, okay, a white can be more complex, and there can be more to it. So it kind of made me fall in love with whites again this year, too.
Yeah. I would say another aha moment for me was, like, you know about, like, I think from was figuring out that rosé can be more than just what you think it is or what you expect it to be. Because, like, I never had a good experience with rosé. But once I found out that rosé was just a category and it could literally be any type of wine that has been tinged with redness, I was like, oh, so there is actually something out there that I would like that doesn't fit into the floral category. It could be rosé, and it could be rosé of Cabernet Sauvignon. And because I like Cab, I would like this particular rosé. It was really like an aha moment for me. I was like, okay,
well,
I don't have
to. We figured out that the whole time we were drinking White Zinfandel was really rosé.
Yes! Yeah, it's only rosé because it's just been come in contact with the skin of the red wine or the juice of the red for a little bit.
You learn and you're like, oh yeah, this makes sense.
Yeah, it made total sense. So that really clicked for me, and I was like, oh, okay, there is other shit that I can't like, because baby, I was like, ooh, rosé, that's nasty, I ain't never having that. But once we did that episode, it really made me try rosé again, because I had struck that off my list as something like I just ain't messing with, because everyone I've had was nasty. But I've actually been able to find rosés that I personally like. So doing the show has helped me to grow, not only just expand my palate, but just for me to grow individually and just be more open-minded as it comes to wine. Now, when it comes,
we can't be out here like telling people try shit, and then we don't do the same thing.
Yeah. But what I'm not open-minded to is Hennessy, and I'm not open-minded to Chardonnay. Those are the two things that will not change. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Of all the liquor, wine, beer options, you can do a lot of stuff that don't involve either of those.
Yeah. Let's see. We've already, as I think Dee and I both have realized, that both of our favorite episode was the episode with Say That Again. That was both of our favorite episode because it was more than just wine. It was like really a masterclass on just being a person and your glow up. So other than that episode, what would you say is your favorite episode of the 50 that we've done so far?
Favorite episode. Why did I think of this? It's kind of hard because, like, I ain't trying to be like bushy, but like, we real life friends. So it's like we talk all the time, but then talking to you to record the shows, it's like an extra conversation. So I'm like, all right, bitch, let's talk about this or whatever we're going to do and just keep it moving or whatever. But I don't know, maybe one of the, I won't say favorite, but maybe one of the fun ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to forget the Thought Juice episode.
Never, not ever.
The Thought Juice episode is so fun.
It's ridiculous.
So epic. You were drunk. You were
wasted.
Like, undressing. We had the homie Jess over here. We had Loki in the Thought Juice episode. And it was early on, so it was, I think I appreciate the early on episodes, because we was on episode 8 for Thought Juice. Episode 50.
Yeah.
Bruh, I'm not saying I didn't see that, but you can't, like, visualize exactly how it's going to look. And I just appreciated that, like, my friends were here, we're drinking, this is fun, and we're going to, like, roll with this. So, the Thought Juice episode, probably one of my favorite episodes. If I gotta go with one that was just, like, me and you, I don't know, like, anytime we do, like, the regions or just some article from, like, Wine File, because niggas just discovered wine. I don't know how we discovered Wine File.
I don't know either. I think because of the book. The book really got us to connecting the pieces.
Yeah, so the book just kind of got us connected. And once I finally got my copy of the book, like, it's been really good. So we're going to say, like, the episode with Karen, that was literally one of the best episodes, like, ever.
Because
we went beyond wine to, like, black girl time, like, here we go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Thought Juice episode, because of the title, I always remember, what was it? The dick in the car.
Don't leave your dick in the car.
Like, and shout out to shit that's randomly popping up because the titles of the show.
Yeah.
So, just a little inside baseball, most of the time I don't see the name of the episode. so-and-so does whatever and saves the episode. So I go to post about it. And lots of times I wait till last minute to check. I look at the episode like, oh, the title. Yeah. And sometimes the titles can just be like, oh, yeah, we did. That is what happened. It was wine and coke. It was So that come in the bathtub, and when we looked up the way that drink looks,
yeah,
visual,
yeah, that was crazy.
So it was like
it looked exactly like what you think it would be. Yeah,
it looked
because it was just floating. Yeah. Let's see. For me, I would say that one of my favorites was actually a more recent episode. That was Mercury and Renegade, because I don't know what we was on, but like that episode was out of control. It was just wild.
What was we talking about? I remember saying Mercury and Renegade and you laughing, but I don't even remember.
Girl.
So that might be a testament of the show, because I'm like, I remember Mercury and Renegade, I don't know what the fuck I said.
I just know we were talking about stuff and just how life was going crazy, and you was like, it's Mercury and Renegade. I was like, what? not retrograde, but Renegade.
It's fun. It's hard to stump you. So when I say some shit that and you just stop, I'm like, oh.
I try to be very professional, y'all. Like, I'm trying.
Was that episode Curtis was on or not?
No, he was on the VSOP one. That was like around the time that he was on the episode.
Oh, no, because Curtis was fun.
Curtis was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Man. Curtis was definitely fun.
I can't brag enough about the episode that's coming after this one, but oh my God. This episode 51 is going to be crazy. I hate him.
The one we just recorded?
Yes.
Listen, we recorded episode 51 on Friday. Yeah. And when I tell y'all, I had a fucking blast. Also,
D met her match, y'all. Met her match, okay?
Listen, I had so much fun, like, so I know so it's like, all right, whatever. But when it's somebody she know, when I'm like, who this nigga? But then I'm like, oh no, I like him. And then I think a lot of episodes, we got a long way to go, but I think the episodes that people really are always gonna like is when we're most vulnerable and like showing our real selves. So if y'all like that, y'all gonna like this show. Cause I was like, who is this bitch? This bitch is like, she let it go. Damn, got some stories. So it was fun. I had a good time.
Somebody snitched on me, y'all. Snitches get stitches. That's what happens.
I don't even know if it was on purpose or not, but whatever. It was a good episode.
He was out of order. He was completely out of order.
I think the next episode will give everybody like a preview of what to expect with us and guests, because as we start looking to book more guests and like make more connections, you know, we got another guest lined up into that. You know me, I'll slide into nigga inbox, how you doing, whatever. Mm-hmm. So Christmas coming up, whatever, it's gonna be a good time.
Yeah. Thank you, Emmanuel, and thank you, Erica, for joining us.
If you
want to
say something else, or you
want to
play the actual wine hotel, the one you
played
with the listeners
either. Yeah, we could play the wine hotel that we have for this week. And I actually figured out who
it was. Hey, don't forget, y'all, we be saying it was the ones in the 626.
Yeah.
626. You was that?
Yeah.
Don't forget, y'all, when we be saying wine hotels,
speak on it.
We like to call y'all, our listeners, the wine hoes.
Yes.
It don't necessarily mean it has to involve sex.
That's correct.
But we're sex positive, so we be like, hoes is like a universal term.
Yes.
Y'all can leave us a voicemail, y'all can leave us an email.
Ho has no gender, okay? Ho has no gender. It's just like nigga. Nigga has no gender.
Ho don't have no gender. It's a mentality. So y'all can leave us stories that happened when you were in college. It could have happened yesterday. Yep. Shout out to the homie Roger. Congratulations on
congratulations on jumping the broom. Yes.
So you know, he's the... So it could be any drunk story.
Yep.
Just something that's going to be entertaining for us and the people.
Yep. So let me go ahead and play this wine hotel. It has two parts. The second part is only 16 seconds, but let's go ahead and get into part one.
Yeah, I think they just forgot to like sign off.
Yep, so let's see.
What's up, Bad and Boozy? I had to recall Captain Shenanigan, celebrating the Miss So-So's birthday 1 year. The year exactly was 2017. 2015. Had a wonderful night out in LA. Started off at a small club in Los Angeles, and thinking that we were just going to stay there for a while and dance. Ended up with a bumpy face drink, peach iced tea mixed with Seagram's gin, and got the night off to a start with that cocktail, and then decided that we were going to go to a different establishment, which was Sharky's in Manhattan Beach. By the time we got to Sharky's and had a wonderful shark bowl and then two shots of Patron, I was a little delirious, but was not really completely feeling all of the alcohol. So we went back to the first establishment to, I guess, dance a little bit more and enjoy ourselves. And then afterwards, we went to Denny's and had breakfast, and everything was wonderful. Well, I made it home. Don't know how I made it home, but I made it home. And then got a call for work, and I thought that I was going to be off the next day, but got an emergency call to come in, and I rushed to work. Well, actually, got in the shower, got dressed, rushed to work, and actually, for that night, I had actually had on a waist trainer, so none of my alcohol actually digested and went into my system because the waist trainer was holding everything up. So by the time I got into the shower and took off that waist trainer, I was officially fully drunk because now all that alcohol, that Seagram's, that fishbowl from Sharky's, and then two shots of Patron was now in my system, and I'm on my way to work. So anyway, I got to work, started off fine, starting to feel a little boozy, and I got out to work, and I hate to say it, but at the time I was a carrier, and got to my first stop and vomited everywhere. Actually vomited up all of what I drank, plus the pancakes from Denny's. And a customer came out of the house to check on me to make sure I was okay, and I had to quickly cover up.
Oh, hold on, that's part one. Jesus. Oh, I didn't know she was going to tell that fucking story. Oh, my God.
Listen, this was
moral of the story.
Thanks, but this was a good anniversary.
Pancakes and waist trainers make boozy hoes. So that was my drunk shenanigans for 2015.
Oh my God!
I think that's the name of the episode.
Y'all, that's my best.
That's the name of the show.
That is my best friend, and the story that she told was from when I turned 34.
Waist trainers.
Oh my God!
Shout out to me not listening.
I didn't. She never told me how she threw up the next day. I just remember how
she's telling her side of the story.
Yeah, I'm glad she didn't snitch on me.
Any parts of the story?
Man, that's a real nigga, because she didn't snitch on me and what happened, like, when we are at Denny's.
Yeah, she only told her, I love her, because she told it from her perspective.
Oh, God.
Other than saying, oh, me and so-so. Other than that.
Oh, Brandy, I love you. You're my best friend. That was funny. I never knew that part.
That's what I'm saying. Poor thing. Poor thing. She was drunk. She was drunk.
Man,
she was drunk.
She had the waist trainer on. I think I had. Did I have a waist trainer on that night too?
Shauna said, "Jim, what have you robbed liquor stores for now?"
If you learn nothing from this episode, is take your waist trainer off before you go to bed. If you've been drinking.
You know what, you gotta be like me, because I say, fuck, I don't even wear no waist trainer. Fuck that. I ain't got time.
Girl, this was 2015, though. We was all wearing a waist trainer.
No, I've never worn a waist trainer.
I was training my waist. Oh,
God. I never had a waist trainer, so I was good.
Oh, my God.
It was like, this bitch going, y'all gonna get all these.
Hold on.
Y'all gonna get all this. Shout out to my boobs looking good with no bra on. Y'all see that?
Hey, she said
I just want to turn
up. She said she wasn't gonna wear no bra.
I told y'all I wasn't gonna wear no bra. This episode, y'all gotta. I don't be lying. I got no kids and whatever. So the gravity have not got me yet. So I'm good. Now, don't look at my booty because it might be a little lumpy, but y'all know me. Y'all know me because it's me from the bed. I'm not doing on that.
Oh my God, you're a mess. Help, fix it, Jesus. I'm not like D tonight. I went to church today. Okay, so I definitely do have a brassiere on. Yeah,
I have a brassiere. It's 8:39. Okay,
I have a
brassiere. I know, Bree. Hey, Bree. Look at weight trains. Don't mix. You right, Shauna. They don't mix.
They don't mix.
I know I'm being fast. I'm trying to get these kids an uncle. Shauna, I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to get these kids an uncle. It's not happening.
See, this is the picture from that night. Can y'all see this? This is me. Like, super wasted. I don't know if y'all can see it.
The three sheets to the wind?
Three sheets to the wind. That's the only picture that exists from that night. I remember there was
this again?
Huh?
What year was it again?
Oh my God. 2016. That's another picture. Can y'all see? That's the bestie right there. That's the bestie. She's there. We had a drink and the drink had like a little donkey in it.
She didn't say her name, but I'm thinking I know who it is. She found us on the social media
section. It's not that one. It's the other one. It's the other one.
Okay. Yeah.
Man, there have been plenty of good times at Sharky's because you could get you a fishbowl for $18 and get thoroughly, like, fucked up. Get it? What you doing? Showing people you ain't got no booty?
I ain't got no booty. I just want y'all to know it's just a whole back.
I ain't got no booty either. Hold on, hold on.
I've been doing my class, though.
I ain't got no booty either.
I ain't got no butt.
I ain't got no booty either. Welcome
to She gonna say she ain't got no booty. Meanwhile, we gonna see the whole booty probably.
So where love are we two? No, we don't know what to do. So in love. Ooh. I don't know if that was the song you were singing, but that's what came to my mind.
What song was that?
Sukiyaki. You don't remember Sukiyaki?
I don't know.
I gotta play it.
I don't know Sukiyaki.
I gotta play it.
That should sound like Chinese food.
If y'all remember Sukiyaki, this tells you how old
that's
I am.
Chinese food order.
Hold on, I gotta play Sukiyaki. That was my jam, okay? How do you spell Sukiyaki?
Yakami?
Man, I'm drunk. I can't really spell Sukiyaki.
Mary, right, you from Baltimore. I thought she was saying Yakami, you from a Chinese drink.
As we stroll along together. Hold on, here we go.
This is a fun episode, because I don't know.
Let's see.
This all this shit recording? She probably lying, y'all. This probably not even recording.
This is Annie's damn ass. Hold on. Let's see if this is it.
It's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and blue.
It's that Sukiyaki.
You went away, and now my life is just a rainy day. And I love you so.
I like Sukiyaki.
How much you never know.
You say she got a
drunk story? I see it.
Let me know.
Untouchable memories seem to keep haunting me.
Are you Caucasian?
Another love so true.
They're black.
That once turned all my gray skies blue.
Like
but you disappeared. Now my eyes are filled with tears. And I'm wishing you were here with me.
Wait, they got like an Asian version. Hold on. They got an Asian version.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we don't
want to
hear that. Why
are
you doing that,
Doug? Because I gotta see it. Come on, sing.
Man,
y'all don't know Sukiyaki? Sukiyaki was my jam.
No.
This Sukiyaki. Not teriyaki.
The Chinese joint, Yao Ming.
No.
I thought you was talking about shrimp yakami from the Chinese joint.
No.
Angie, help us. We need the original. Bring it back. Bree said she gonna tell us on the voicemail, so she gotta give you her the voicemail.
Okay, I'm gonna put the voice
in.
Okay. Does it involve waist trainers? That's what I need to know. Does it involve waist trainers?
Waist trainers. All right, so, how much time we got?
We got a little bit.
All for One covered it too.
Yes, All for One. As we
all
stroll
one
along
the moon and the mountains
together,
and all that shit, right? All for one of the who went to the moon and the earth and moved the mountains and shit when they made love.
No, that's as yet. See, thank you for All for One had like the little chunky black dude in the group. He was cute though. No, he had the curly top.
Like, I need the song.
I'm about to play it.
Hey, baby.
They saying,
oh look, we sitting up. Hey, why?
They say, I can love you like that. I can make you my world.
Off you go, Max.
Damn, Ad. I hate Ad. Baby, you are my girl. Hold on. Here we go. Hey. Is this me doing with you? Ooh. Man, can we sidebar and talk about how ugly these R&B groups used to be back in the day? Like, before...
I don't know what they look like. Y'all was looking at them.
Do your Googles, okay? They was not cute. But As Yet was my group, though. As Yet was my group, though.
Last night. There was no blood in it.
I said, bitch, why you said no blood? Nobody wanted it.
What?
Nobody wanted it.
Yes, I swear. Shout out to I Swear. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky. I'll be there. I'll be there. Yes. For better or worse, to death do us part. I love you with every beat of my heart. I swear.
Devontae Swag.
Yeah, can you say yeah?
Hey,
gets
me. They're all blending. And I need R&B and I got a whole vibe.
Man. Here's the thing. I think there's a blueprint to R&B groups. There was like one fine dude who could sing. Then there was like the ugly dude who could also sing. And then there was like the two throwaway people who you could just replace with anybody. That was like the R&B formula.
I took a salt bath earlier before we started recording. One of the formulas of the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s. Y'all not from Baltimore, shout out to Drew.
Yes.
The motherfuckers that did the two-step. Because it would be like, hold on, I don't want y'all to see my coochie or whatever. But if
Man.
You had a real good main two-step, want to be like... When they can do that one little two that I was wondering, you gotta get a little a little slide. You know what I'm saying? Like tell me what you want.
Oh, we gonna do the tell me jump. We gonna do the tell me jump. Hold on, well I gotta play tell me then since you brought it up.
It's a party, bitch.
It's a party. It's an anniversary party. I mean, we got to do it.
That's my shit.
If my camera for my... Hold on.
It's possible.
Hold on. We getting ready. This guy got to know we were going to get our cardio today. Oh, shit. Ah! Woo! That's the cardio. That's it. I ain't got no more. Get it. Yes.
I'll take my time.
foreplay. Yeah. All right, we're about to jump. Oh. That's it. Oh, bitch. It's different jumping when you're in your 30s than when you're in your 20s. Oh, my God.
It's always saying you gotta jump 50 feet in the air like Cisco. I can't jump. Oh, fucking out with my phone unplugged. But I was gonna jump.
Man. We ain't get to my part though. Hold on. I gotta hear my part though. I gotta hear my part. Hold on. We ain't gonna dance right now. But I'm gonna dance when he says my part. Hold on.
I love
y'all. If y'all ain't jumping at home, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm
up in your mix and you bring me home. He's a gentleman, and I was by my style. I can't ignore it. Even though I like to serve it on the freaky side. What you want, oh, now can't ignore to tell me what you're looking for. Yeah. I gotta get to my part so I can do my dance. I do my dance. He does jump higher than MJ. Yes, you know that's my part, cause that's when he hit the little side to side.
Yes.
Hold on, wait.
Yes.
In my pajamas. Hold on, wait, hold on, wait. We gotta get the part, wait. Hey. Hey. Yeah. Hey. Let me lay you, hey. That's that body roll. That's a proper body roll.
You gotta go.
Now I don't see no. Do my stanky leg with it. Oh. Oh,
my.
Not the coochie with the N. Yes, that was our cardio break.
He said, baby, if I told you well, Versace,
yep.
What? I said, what?
Ooh, Cisco was a pioneer, man.
This is the anniversary show. This was fun.
Yes. I have, shout out to everybody. I had fun. let's see. So before we wrap this thing up, because other, you know, my reality TV is about to come on. What is one, because we've done a lot this year. We were actually, when we hit our 15,000 listens mark, we recapped some of the milestones that we made this year. We were able to record with some prolific podcasters. We had two successful events in two different states. We got featured in different articles.
We've made brunch,
shout out to everybody who came to the brunch, who came to the happy hour. Shout out to everybody who has supported us along the way. Our friends, our people who we don't even know who support the podcast and have made it to what it is today, so that we're able to actually spring into 2019 with a new set of goals, because everything that we said we wanted to do in 2018, we actually did. So what is one thing you want to have on the list for 2019? So we're forecasting.
Yes, anything.
I'm asking you, fool.
I've been having a good time today. I was trying. Me?
Yeah, what's one thing you wanted to accomplish in 2019?
2019. I think I'm definitely would like to do some kind of live event that's not necessarily a brunch like we done before, even if it is more of like a talk and get to know niggas or whatever. I would definitely be interested in that. I'm looking forward to appearing as guests on more like wine related podcasts, whether it's podcasts or just other black centric things. And I think we've been doing a good job of like connecting and reaching out to people.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things, and you know, that's definitely one of the things I'm looking forward to in 2019, and just, you know, like, just growing a brand, because I know we've done a lot in this year, but it's so odd sometimes to realize how much we've actually done, and sometimes it don't always seem like it. Yeah. So you have something simple like when I went to the Women in Wines event in D.C., and I don't care if it's just one person, just one girl, I'm telling her about the show, and she said, oh, no, I'm already subscribed to your show, and I'm like, So it just shows that what we set out to achieve, that one listen at a time, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And that's always going to make me happy, because I'm always going to love wine, I'm always going to love beer, so, you know, if I can get more niggas to love it with me, that's a plus.
I feel the same way. The only thing that I would want to put on the list that's tangible that I think we could accomplish in 2019 is definitely doing a live show.
Yeah.
I don't know what the format would be.
That's kind of what I meant.
Yeah, I don't know what the format would be necessarily. That's something that we would have to work out, but definitely being able to interact with you guys, our listeners and our supporters.
I would love to do something like full scale.
Yeah.
But I've been listening to I've been watching the Drink Champs episode. Yeah. And I love Nori. I know it's rap, but I was watching Nori and how he talked to his whatever and they be drinking. Yeah. I was like, I think we could do that. Like, easily we could do that.
Yeah, easily.
It's like a drink, it's like a weird, it could be like a weird mix of like Drink Champs but getting grown, but a bitch from Baltimore and a bitch from Cali, like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we
can
do it easily.
So, the plan is to continue giving you guys more, not only just content so that you could have fun, but that you could actually learn something from, that you could glean from, that you'd be like, you know what, huh, I didn't think about it in that way, or you know what, I never thought about trying that, let me go ahead and see how I feel about that. That's always my goal for the show, is that when you are listening, not only do you laugh, but you walk away learning something that you didn't necessarily know before. So that's always going to be my goal for the show. So the same thing with a live show.
Content-wise, I want to look more into, like, you know, we've been establishing ourselves this year, but looking more into like industry news and getting to know more shit, like technical shit. We got people, like, we got different backgrounds. Some of us accountants, some of us are economics, some of us are marketing, and to see how all those regular shits just reflect itself in our wine.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's shit that we do for hobbies, like, but plus jobs, a part as well.
Yep. And also, I would like to put being on a panel as a goal for 2019.
Yes.
We're going to put that out there.
Podcast panels, let us know if y'all see something we don't know about. We'll submit.
Yeah. So I think that we could put that on the list as well. But we appreciate every single one of you who like, who comment, who subscribe, who retweet, who follow, who listen, who share. Who are on with us tonight, who joined in. We really appreciate you guys. You guys make the show. You make it fun for us.
No, they just don't know how much they do.
Yeah. Every single one of you, whether we can see your name or it's a screen name or whatever it is, we do this for you. we continue to meet once a week and strategize and try and make sure that we're giving you things that aren't repetitive and things that you could use in your everyday life. Because we know that you guys, there's something out there that you guys could benefit from. And we never want to take you guys for granted. We never want to take our listeners or the platform that we've been blessed to have for granted. We appreciate every single one of you for everything that you have done, every way that you have supported us, whether it's listening or sharing or live tweeting, whatever it is that you do, we appreciate it so very much. We thank you guys for your time. It's been 50 episodes. We look forward to another 50. We look forward to growing the brand and being able to branch out in other places. We look forward to sharing new merch with you guys, since it is the fall and you need hoodies. You know what I'm talking about? You need pull up on the block. looking hot. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have some hoodies and some sweatshirts for y'all. We look forward to doing another giveaway. We did a giveaway before in the past. We haven't done another one in a while. So we look forward to doing another giveaway and finding other ways that we can reach out to you guys as our audience. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight and for sticking with us. And I guess I could say it. You know how to find us because you're watching us right now. So we don't really have to go into that as far as the settling the tab. But as always, y'all, the best wine
is the one you like.
Peace out, y'all. Thanks for listening. Love y'all.